The Rambam says in Perek Yudbeis, in the Perek Hamishnah, in Kelim. Thank you. Evolve an Issa of Gesso, because since the tax collector is dishonest, he's a Gazlan, so there is no, so Mimele, it's not in the Malchuse to pay to him. It's not in the Malchuse to pay to such a person. So Mimele, there is no Issa Gesso. But how do we know that Stamakum Agazlonim? So the Rai is from this Vaisa, because in this Vaisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, Goyro Vakifi. And if an Akum hadn't been a Gazlan, so it wouldn't be Mutar to be born of Akivi. So it doesn't come with Akos of Vasek, because it doesn't come within the lab of the sixth one. It's still not, even if it can become known, it's not considered a Chalmes. Of course, if it is known that the Israel owes a Chayim, and to Nakum, and he justifies paying it, then it's certainly that Chalmes. The Chiddush of the Mordechai is that even if the Yevesh doesn't know, but the Arachim know, and maybe there is a possibility that it might become known, so that it also is considered that Chalmes. So the Ram holds no. If it is known and the Hakum is severe and he doesn't pay, then the Ram will also be made there. Then it comes within the law of the sixth. But in case where the one to whom he owes the money doesn't know, let's say here is Mafriah Hazamechet, so he doesn't know, it might become known. So, but he doesn't know. So, maybe that's not the Chalmes. So, maybe he doesn't come within the law of the sixth. That's the Ramshir. So he says, but even though it doesn't come within the life of his Yisrael, but if it's Mavriya the Meches, he's in the Yisrael of his Das, that is also Yisrael the Yisrael. So that's the Yisrael, Adam Rav Yosef Avriya, Mikir Adil Mav Hose. Mikol Mokei, so it's only Yosef, Adam Mavriya, because of the Yisrael, but because of the Yisrael, you're not allowed to think by force. If it involves the Yisrael of Yisrael, then the Yisrael collector can even take by force. Because it involves Gesel, he's mafkishing from Gesel. He's not allowed to keep it, to withhold it from the Akum, on the basis of Gesel. But, since Akum Salvosi is Muta, and here, even though it might be known, so it's still not considered their Chalmes, so maybe it doesn't come within the Rav of Mesichu. It only comes within the Rav of Mesashik. Mesashik is Reacho, so Akum is Nismai from Reacho. But it is also for the Israel to be Mavriya the text, because we have the Malchuse. So since the Malchuse is Dine, so it becomes a Chayim. Alright, so it's a Heter, and of course our Bosei. But a Chayim it is. So there is Das. There is the Mezaz. We call walking, we want to Mavriya, and you has not to face anything. The Hamikah, of course, our Bosei is showing. אם יש בו זה משום גירס המלך, מה אתה יכול לומר לך לסיים? Why? Because if, let's say, there is a גירס המלך, in case where if there is a possibility that it might be found out, and then the מלך will being very machmir. So then it's considered very harmless. He doesn't mean we should engage Moshiach as a melech, Rabbi Yochum Alfa Pesach, because of Sakonis and Pashas. He means, even Moshiach as a melech, if the Malachus is so strict and investigates taxes the way the Malachus is today in regard to income tax, so then it's always considered very harmless. It's always considered very harmless. So in other words, not only because the Ravanini says they're going to do a matter of hobby, even if they're going to then it would be a hobby. So it will involve the Nisar of Gezer, not only according to the Ram Shite, according to the Ram Shite also, because he says, new engagements and Shinigiras are never on your work of his aid. So he's not thinking because of Sakonis the Koshes, because he'll go to jail. Because if the Malchus is so mapped and investigates, so the main way it's considered done with defiance. So it's coupled with the element of Almus. And it's derech by Yitzras Hamitzi Ramitzi. So then it is Gezel. So maybe it comes with criticism. Now the question is, what is the Shita Rav? The Torah says that it's not in Moser. In the Kol Ratzmi, Ragil Melech, it's not in Moser. But why should it be Oser? It certainly should be Oser. Mitzat Vilas Das. And the only reason is why the Lord of Shmuel says here, we are not giving, because we are giving here on Nagmanos. So because of it, there's a cost of Yiddish to Tapo. But if it's not Nagmanos, so then we can go, of course, of course, it's Luther, but we have the Dars is also. Now, there's the Gemara in Chum, there's the Gemara in Chum, the Gemara mentions, that Chumash of Galat, that Mar Sutre was Avikos and Mar Sutre bring Rav Nachman Avikos and Misichre and Benichuze. We wrote in Rav Safra Avikos and Misichre. Poka Adodim. Who saw the Apu in Bikos? So Mar Sutre thought that Rav Safra was coming out to meet him. But Rav Safra didn't even know that Mar Sutre was coming. So, Omalu, Omalu Rabbonus of Mar Sutre, thinking that Rav Safra was coming out to see him, said to him, Omalu Rabbonu Mitreach, V'yose Kohan, Omalu Rav Safra, Namo Yavi Yadinon, because of him. Yavi Yadinon Tria, I didn't even know that you are coming. If I knew, I would have come out, I would have covered a longer distance to meet you. But I didn't know, so I was going for my own needs. So, Omer Rove, my time, and I'm Rav Yoche. So, Omer said to Rav Safra, so why did you have to tell him that? You should have kept quiet. But he didn't care. So he thought, Rav Safra, that you came out to meet him. Omer Rove, so Rav Safra said, Volka Matino Rove, I don't want to deceive him. He was das. So, Rove said to him, you will be Komate Nafshi. You want to come out in Afshi. In other words, there is no Yisrael of Nivis Das. So in other words, so that implies that when is there a Yisrael of Nivis Das, if a person deceives another person actively, but if a person deceives another person passively, in other words, he doesn't do it deliberately, but the other person labors under a certain illusion, and Messiah, he thought that he was coming out to meet him. So, he was not Mechuyel, he didn't get believer, and he said, well, that's even if he kept quiet, and even if he smiled, when Rav Safra said, why did you have to? He could have kept quiet. So that means that there is no Yisrael, there is Das, if a person is present. So, apparently, this is the Shita of the Groh. The Groh is Chilk and Ramor. He says, even the Yisrael didn't buy the tax. Ragilu Melech, Avod Avosel, Avrilach, Kiev Nimalchuse. So why he doesn't have Nimalchuse? Because of Nivis Das. Nivis Das, Shachakum, is also the Reis. So because, so, that's the Pshat Meramor. So why is the Kor Chalik, he says, it's a Heter Ramor? The answer is, he's that this Ramor is not referring to the case where he does something actually, let's say he puts on a base of life. In other words, unreported income, he just doesn't mention certain income. Unfortunately, I mean, it happens too often among Orthodox Jews
that the withhold mentioning certain income, this involves a mitzvah of gezel. So we are dealing with a passive non-payment of the income tax, of the tax. So remember, as far as the mitzvah of gezel is concerned, so the Ramshit is, of course, I was it, it's not us. And as far as the Mizdas, so the Moral Chum says that when you are passive, there is no mitzvah of Mizdas. That's the sheet of the call. That's the business why the call is Chayim Kamaram. Now the question is, why does Ramo say that it's still a Seah? Since there's no Malchus says, so it's a Chayim. So maybe Malchus is of Mizdas, but the Malchus says there is no Mizdas of Mizdas when it's done passively. It's done passively. So apparently there are more holes. Now the Mizdas of Mizdas, so the Ritvon Chum in the Moshe points it out, and the Rambam in Chesdeus points it out, the Rambam in Pirka Pirsh HaMishneh, Pirka Vins of Kirin, Mishne Zion, points it out that it applies not only to Dorosh HaBimameh, but it applies to non-monetary things, let's say friendship, goodwill, let's say, suppose you know that a certain person intends to go away. So then you call him up and you say, "Oh, I would like to invite you to my house." And the only reason as to why he calls him up is because he knows that that person will not accept the invitation. So that comes within the Amos and Shem Kol Yisrael or Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael. So that's not in the Rosh Hashanah. Also, if someone flatters another person, he says, I mean, he spoke so well, and then after that he says he didn't know what he was talking about. So then it involves an Issa, and it does. So it comes into the law, the Issa, of the Abbas and Hashem, and they say, the Kohen Sohn. So the Ramoshiti is, when does the Gemara, when does Rabbi say in the Ramoshiti, that someone is passive? So there is no Issa, there is das. That if it is in Dovah Hashem Yishonim, but in Dovah Hashem Yishonim, even if you are passive, even if you passively allow yourself to receive a certain monetary benefit from a person, so it also involves this. That's the machlokes between the Gor and the Ramah. Ramos, it doesn't make any difference. If you are passive, so you can be Hashem Yishonim. Here, be Hashem Yishonim. He doesn't report the income. So he refrains from paying a certain sum of money that is due to the Melech. Due to the Melech, but he's passive. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't misrepresent the facts. He doesn't lie. He just doesn't mention something. He doesn't mention something. So, according to the Gor, there is no self in the Das. And according to the Amor, the Dovah Hashem Yishonim, even if you are passive, there is still a self in the Das. I spent a lot of time, but I wanted to point out the halachas of Avochas Hameches. Moreover, people shouldn't misrepresent the halachas.
About Din Malchus HaDin that I didn't discuss yet, and then I would like to go further the Gemara Mishneh Harei Kiyaseilu Kol. Now, there is a basic Machlokes HaShenim in regard to the scope of Din Malchus HaDin. Now, the Ramah mentions both days, Nishim and Samach Tes. Simen Shin Samachtes, Sif Ches. Ramos says, Yei Sheimim, Do Lamrim and Dinel Malchus Edine, Yei Lamrim and Malchus Edine, Elo Bimassim and Michsim, Hapui Mikarki, Ki Amela Geze Asher Yodei Ubarze, Ki Im Bider Ze, Avo Bishor Dvorim Lo. Avo Bishor Dvorim Lo. So there is one Shite, that the Din of Din Malchus Edine is only Shayach in Masim in Texas. Something that is negated the Melech, that it's for the Melech's benefit. It doesn't mean Melech, it means for the state. Suppose there is no Melech, it's a republic. So something that is essential for the existence of the state, Without taxes, a state couldn't exist. Or other things that Gemara mentions in Bava Kamma, that a melech has the right to tear off buildings in order to make roads. In other words, what is called eminent domain. So that's also essential for the functioning of a malchus of a state. If the malchus will not have the right, the power to tear off buildings, so then they won't be able to function the malchus. Sometimes the army has to go through certain places, won't be able to function. So there is a shita savashenim. The dinah malchus dinah applies only to that is litzirach hamalchus, litzirach hamalch, taxes, eminent domain, these things. But dinah malchus dinah does not mean that the malchus has the power to regulate the dinamomenes between one person and another. That's one shit. Yei sheimrim v'amrinu din malchus din el masim u'michsim atruim b'karot ki ha-melech geizeya shalu yodu ba'aratzei ki miderach ze av gushon dvorim lo. In other words, so some rishonim mention that in connection with the term of din malchus din el, because ha-melech geizeya shalu yodu ba'aratzei ki miderach ze av gushon dvorim lo. Now, on the contrary, if the pshat, so that's a riot, what we said, that those Rishonim who mention that the basis for Din Malchus HaDinah is because since Oretz Yisrael, so Mimele you can tell them, you don't like my laws, just leave my country. So Mimele, so what difference does it make? He should be able to make whatever laws he wants in the Ramones, on that basis. But the pshat is, no, he doesn't mean because of Oretz Yisrael. First of all, who says that every melech, the Oretz Yisrael, maybe an autocratic king, so Oretz Yisrael, but a republic, certainly not, and even a monarchy, but I mean, if it is a constitutional monarchy, not an autocratic a monarchy, so certainly, in practically speaking, he is not the owner, he does not have title to all the land of the country. But what he means, this Rishayim means Kibush. So Memele, now Kibush, we have Xeras HaKosov, so the Halach of Kibush, this Rishayim hold, there is no Halach of Kibush that it applies to everything. In other words, there is a din of kibush litzirach hamalchus, but not kibush just like that, not litzirach hamalchus. There is no din of kibush just like that to be kibush. Only when the kibush is litzirach hamalchus, or they think it's litzirach hamalchus. Now, we're not going to put up a basin to determine whether it is mamish litzirach hamalchus or not, as long as it is motivated by litzirach hamalchus. So then there is a din of kibush, but outside of the tzirach hamalchus, there is no din of din malchus din. Yeshem yamin din malchus din ehoyu lechok pulker. Yeshem yamin din malchus din or masim umirch matruim bikarati ki amelo adizah shol yodei ubaratzi kim biderazeh av bishot vorim lo horosh kel darim dorim bishayim haram rabbi meir merutenberg umor vechai pirit adiz ubas. Then there is another shit for Rishonim. This really, the Amrinu b'chol dovar dinei malchus hadinei. More the chayshon b'shimatei nisves. V'utchum esadeshen simen shintes. V'lochin amar ola mashkin yochir mochia chachshono. Hoyu v'chein dinei malchus hadinei. So if the dinei malchus hadinei is that when someone lends money to another person on security, on a mashkin, And the din malchus is that after a year, and the leiva did not pay, so then the malva has the right to sell the mashkin, even though it's according to the din, it's not like this. But if in that particular place there is such a law of the malchus, so he can do it. You see, v'cheinu yikya. So the Ramu is machia like the Shinis Rishonim. Rishonim ma'amish divided on that question, but the Rambam says that this shita, that Din Malchus HaDin applies to all Din Mominis, all monetary matters between one person and another in the Bnei Amdine. So, Ezekiel. But there is a Machlekes Hashem. Now, the question arises, there seem to be two Gemaras contrary to that shita, the Din Malchus HaDin is limited only to Masa, something that is Litzerach Malchus. One Gemara is a Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Hei. Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Hei. Omar Rabbi, Hanet Lat Mila Yishtayel Daf Nun Hei Medal. Omar Rabbi, Hanet Lat Mila Yishtayel Yukvim Bal Mechemia Bishgulus En Shmei Dishmuel. Dine Malchus Adine. Vahise Di Parsoye Ad Memshim. So the Rashba mentions two pshat in here. Ahuse di pasoye, memshi. One is now the halacha is there is halacha of gimel shalom chazok. In other words, if Reuven was the morekame, the original owner of the field, and then Shimon has possession of it for some time, then Reuven comes to Shimon and says, "My boy is by Aaron. It's my field," and he proves it that he was the original owner, that he has title to it. So Shimon says, you sold it to me. So if Shimon has only, let's say, 1 year possession of the land, and or 2 years, even though he claims that Reuven sold it to him, so Reuven can recover from him, because he's a morekam. Unless Shimon can produce a shtar, which testifies in effect that Reuven sold it to Shimon. But if Shimon does not produce a shtar, he says he lost the shtar. He claims that Reuven sold it to him. And if he has possession less than 3 years, so then Reuven can recover it from him. But if Shimon has possession for 3 years, and then Reuven says to him, my boy is by Are, and Shimon says, I bought it from you. And Reuven says, where is the shtar? He says, I lost it. It's already more than 3 years, I can't keep it forever. So then the halacha is that Shimon has it. So Al-Pidin, Gimul Shonim Chazoke, is on the basis of Rai. It's not that the adverse possession by itself gives him title, but it's on the basis of Rai. But until 3 years, so there is a reason. Why isn't he able to produce a shtar? Usually when a person sells a sode, he gives him a shtar. The fact that he is not able to produce a shtar, that's a reason. But after 3 years, at lachone misdereinish bishtore, yesamit lachone loy misdereinish bishtore. That's the halacha. So here, in Neretz Poras, and Bobel was under the Persian rule in the time of the Meroi. So, in Eretz Poras, the law was that one gets a title through adverse possession if he had adverse possession for 40 years. So there are two pshat in the Rashbam. One pshat in the Rashbam is because there is Aloch in Yisroel Habo Machmasa Akum Harim Ka'akum Ve'l Chazok. In other words, when do we say that a person is, if he has possession for 3 years, even though the morekame is somebody else, so the morekame cannot recover it from him. If let's say Reuven comes to Shimon, who is in possession of the land, and he says to him, "You gazled it from me," and Shimon says, "No, I didn't gazle it from you. I bought it from you, but I lost the shtar. It's already more than 3 years since I bought it from you." So then Shimon has it. It's a right. But suppose Shimon, that an Evet Kehovim had possession. Now, even if we don't know
whether he does it or not. So we say that he does it. Suppose an Eved Kehovin had possession in a certain field that belonged to Reuven. He had possession for, let's say, more than 3 years, for 4 years, for 5 years, for 10 years. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. So even if Chovim had possession in Reuven's field, in a field that originally certainly belonged to Reuven, and then Levi has possession of it. So Reuven comes to Levi and says, my boy is by Arev. This is my field. This is my field. So, and then he produces a shtar that the Eved Kehovim sold it to him. So the Marzik is a Yisroel Habo Machmasak. And then Reuven says, this Eved Kehovim had possession for 10 years, 20 years, but I couldn't do anything about him because I was afraid of him. So the halacha is that even though the Akum himself had possession for more than 3 years, and even though the Yisroel Levi already had possession for 3 years, so since he's Bo Machmas Akum and Stam Akum Gazlane Arete the Yisroel, that we see from this Gemara that the average with Kehovim Yisman Chazal was a Gazlan of Sodis from Yisroel. So Mimele, it's not a Chazoke, because Chazoke is based upon Raya. What's the Raya? If it is true, as Reuven claims, that Shimon gazled it, how is it that Reuven left him alone all these years? Mashaike, if the one who had possession of it was Nevi Chovim, so what could Yisroel do? He was afraid of Nevi Chovim. So that's the halacha. Yisroel habo machmasakum is in the chazok. Because the raya, we don't have the raya. We don't have the raya. So, in Eretz Poras, where the law is that anyone who has adverse possession for 40 years gets it, gets title in it, that's the law. So, Mimele, if Yisroel is bo machmasakum, so Machmas Akum and the head possession together with the Akum, he, the Yisroel, together with the Akum, the one who sold it to him, had possession for 40 years, so then Reuven cannot be made see from Shimon, who bought it from the Akum. If the Akum, together with the Yisroel who bought it from him, had possession for 40 years. This is one pshat. Another pshat is, in other words, that if in Eretz Poras, so the law of the country was that one gets title in the land only if he had adverse possession for 40 years, so suppose Reuven comes to Shimon, they are both Israel, Reuven comes to Shimon and he says, my boy is by Are, you gazled it from me. And then Shimon says, I bought it from you, but I lost the shtar and I had possession for 4 years. And Reuven says, no, you gathered it from me. Even though Shimon had possession for more than 3 years, since in Eretz Poras, the law is that only adverse possession of 40 years gives title to the Marzik, so if Reuven comes to Shimon, and Shimon, before Shimon had adverse possession for 40 years, he only had adverse possession for 39 years, not 40 years. So then, Reuven can recover the land, the field. Why? Even though Al-Pedin, Shimon should be able to keep it on the basis of the Raya. But since here, there is a special law in Eretz Poras that until 40 years adverse possession, so the original owner is Meitzi, so the main can be Meitzi. So that's the second Pshat that Rashba mentions. And there are many Rishonim who reject the second Pshat, and they accept the first Pshat. So it's probably with the reason as to why they reject the second Pshat, and they accept the first Pshat. The first Pshat. Now, so here is one Gemara. that seems to be contrary to those Rishonim who say that Dine Malchus and Dine apply is limited only to Masi, something that are essential for the Malchus, for the functioning and the preservation of the Malchus and the state. But if they do not apply to Dine Momenes, monetary matters between one person and another in the Miyamdin. But here it's not Masi, it's not something whether adverse possession of 3 years gives one title or adverse possession of 40 years is an in the nominus. I mean, it has nothing to do with the Malchus and the functioning of the Malchus. The Malchus can exist and function very well without this law. So, and still the Gemara says, Dine Malchus Dine. So that's one. This is one Gemara that seems contrary to those Rishonim who say that Dine Malchus Dine is only limited to Masa. Another Gemara is the Gemara in Gittin that we mentioned last time. Kol Ashtoris Oilis Ba'achoyi Sholei L'Chovi Ta'af Yud Amabeis Kol Ashtoris Oilis Ba'achoyi Sholei L'Chovi Aval Pisha Chesmi L'Chovi M'Kshirim Chutz M'Gdino Shem Shech Avodi. So the Gemara says Koposi B'Ton Alei Shnebecha Alei Shnebecha Alei Shnebecha Bisho Memecha Mechiyo Yivzuze Kamayi Udi Kone Ushtore Rayi Ba'omehu Diriyo Yivzuze Kamayi La Vemare Nafshayi Vikas Mishtore El Mato Limaiko Kone La Vaishtore Ashtore Chase Ba'omehu. So there are two Mishik Terutzim Ligimore Omar Shmuel Dine Malchus Adine. So the reason is why Ishtar Matone that was executed by Goyi, now of course Goyi is supposed to lay this, still the Ishtar Matone is effective. And who gets title in the field? The Mitabel Matom. Out of Din, there is no Shtar. Shtar requires Eidim and the Goy is posleides. But, because that's the Din of Malchus. So we see, so it's another Gemara of Reshis, that Din of Malchus Dine applies to monetary matters, not Dafke. It's not limited to Masa. To Masa. Oh, but then, the Gemara is another Roshi. The Goy is saying, Tone chutz mechigit enosh. So, in other words, that when the Mishnah says chutz mechigit enosh, it doesn't mean davke to exclude gitenosh shechavodim. Every shtar kinyan is excluded. In other words, that means ishtar matone that was executed in courts with signatory is going. Since he goes posleides, so the mele is chasme baome. And the Kabu Matone doesn't acquire title in the field. So we could say that why not? After all, there is a Dine Malchus Adine. There is a Dine Malchus Adine. So because the second Roshan holds the Dine Malchus Adine is limited only to Masa. So in other words, so we could say, as far as this Gemara is concerned, we could say that it's true Shedis in the Gemara. That Machlekes Rishonim that Ramon mentions as whether Din Malchus Adine is limited to Masi or it applies to all Din Momenes. So that's the machleket between the two Lishenes in Dafyut. The first Loshon holds that it applies to all Din Momenes, and the second Loshon holds that it is limited only to Masi, something that is essential for the functioning and the maintenance of the state. Listen, it's a machleket. So in other words, so then the Rishonim should discuss as to whether we pass like the first Loshon or we pass like the second Loshon. But then the Gemara in Rabasre is certainly contrary to the Shittas of Rishonim that Din Malchus Adine is limited only to Mas. Now, so the Rashbo, the Chidushi Rashbo, and this Gemara in Gittin has three pshat in that Gemara. So, there are three pshat. There are three pshat. Oh. One pshat is the Tinochna. That's the machlekes between the first two lishes. The first lotion says that the ishtar matone that was executed in courts, so is effective. Why? Because the Malchus Adine. So the first lotion holds the Din Malchus Adine applies to all Dine Momenes. The second Loshon says that Ishtar Matone is excluded, even though the Din of Malchus is that it is effective, because the second Lashon holds the Din Malchus and Dine applies only to Masa. That's one Lashon. So in other words, according to that Lashon in the Rashbo, the same Machlekes Rishayim in the Ramo mentions is a Machlekes between the two Rishayim in Gittin. Oh. V'yiboy Yisrael Meh, Tome Achutz Mekhidi Lashon, Tome Achutz Mekol Shtar Shem, Kol Gmar Yonei, Tome Mekhidi Lashon, Bet Mishtaki, ושתבתו לחבוסי, ופוסו, ואם כמנדומה דטרילישן את פליגה הדוד, ולשמוע שמשתבתו נאויל באחורי סקונו, ולשמבסר לא יקום, ואפילו היחד יהי כהרמנה דמאות. So he says, ושמוע holds that דין המלכוס הדין applies to everything. And the other motion holds, it's limited only to Masi. So Mamele, according to that first Lashon of Rashbo, he can say, in view of the fact that this member, Arisa de Parsoi, Arboim Shinin, is also mentioned by Shmuel, so it's Shmuel, we should also say, but in Achaname, according to the second Lashon in Gittin Daviud, so Dina Malchus Adina does not apply to the Momenes, and we don't say that Neretz Poras. One will get title for adverse possession only if he had adverse possession for 40 years. The Din Yisroel will still be effective in spite of the Din Malchuse Kineget. That's Rosh. Then he says, V'yikeman din foresh loy plige, el dishmu elechad yike harmane de malke, upiruke basre heichad leke harmane de malke. וזה נראה איקה, דוקאים אלון בעל מדינה מלכוס הדין, ומה ישנוח? So he says that there is another שיטס הרישיינים, that there is no מחלקת between the first Lashon Gittin Daf Yud and the second Lashon. But the first Lashon says that when the Mishnah says, כל השטורס, הוי מחוי שלו וכחובים, אבו בשחסמאים וכחובים שירים, so it applies to Shtam Atone also. Shtam Atone is not excluded, has reference to a case where there is a Dine de Malchuse, that any Shtam Atone executed in courts with signatories going is effective. So then it is effective. The second motion says that the Shtam Atone that is executed in courts is not effective, has reference to the case where there is no such Dine de Malchuse. Oh, I see, very simple terms. So in other words, but Hakam Lady, if there is a law of the Malchus that Ishtamatone executed by Goyim in Goyish courts is effective, so then it is effective according to Vizem Yirika. So the Rashbo is Machriya here, like the second Losh. So that means the Rashbo Shiti is that Dine Malchus Dine applies to all Dine Malchus. Then he says, he says, that some will say, no, we cannot say that Dine Malchus Adina applies to all Dine Momnes. Dine Malchus Adina will be dvorim shein Hanoes HaMelech. HaMelech, Hanoes HaMelech doesn't mean Melech. It means Hanoes HaMalchus. Ucheise she'omu lo'obasche. Malko amal l'likne yili sh'are elo b'yigarate. Telein ma sh'yachtemu s'ashtar v'yikamenu. So that's also essential for the functioning, the proper functioning of Malchus. In other words, if the law of the Malchus is that whenever someone sells a field, so then the Melech himself has to put his seal. It doesn't mean that the Melech had to affix a signature, you know, to every deed of Ishtamachir or Ishtamatoni, but somebody had to put the seal of the Melech, and then the Melech collected a certain tax. A sales tax on the sale of every piece of land. So that's also, it's like massing. In other words, the purpose of this law was to get the revenue for the Malchus. So that's Nitzirech HaMelech. So that kind of a law, we say Dine Malchus Adin. He says, Uchidabinon, Tinga de Kaklo Dikle, the Abdigishre, Vavrinawai. The Gemara says, a riot that we say in Machusedine, because a Melach is accustomed many times to tear down bridges, to tear down palm trees, and then make bridges in order that the people should be able to pass on those bridges, and we go over these bridges. If Dinen Malchus Adine, if there hadn't been a Din of Dinen Malchus Adine, so then it would be Gezel. After all, the Melech tore down buildings and trees and so on. So that's also Mitzirach HaMelech. Alright. Then he says, the Rabbeinu Arad, that's Rabbi Yehine, and the Shemibetzah Simbo Basre mentions it in the name of Rabbi Yehine, of Aliyas Rabbi Yehine. So he says as follows, Pirshul Ozu Befele Cheske Sabatim Dohet Amar, Tone Chutz Mechit Enoshi, Veloi Mishanin Oloim Shindin Malchus Adine. Now, Rabbi Yehine is the Kasher, why does the second Loshin say Tone Chutz Mechit Enoshi? It's not Mistaber that there is a machlekes as to the mitzias, as to whether the law of the Malchus is that Ishtamatone executed in Goyish courts is a good Ishtamatone or not. So if the first Moshe says that is the Din of Malchus, so there is no machlekes. So why does the second Moshe say that even so, in spite of the fact that the according to Din of Malchus it's valid, so it's not valid? So he says, לפי שאין המלך מפקיע מומן ישראל עצו חברי אלו כל זמן שהוא בו לא דין באחוי שלהם הלכך אף על פי שאוסו ישראל שטר לחברי באחוי שלהם לא יהופקו הסודי מן המחיר על איסי שטר כל זמן שלא יבואו באחוי שלהם והודי קומה שמואל תאימה משום דינה למלכוס הדינה חידושי שאין המחיר יוכל לארזר בי אוי, שכבר הופקו ממנו הסודי בדין אל מלכוס, וכשירזיק בו הלא יזכה, ולא עם משטר עצמי, זה יחבו, וכמישו, עד ואימר, בשטור ימיך עד ובזוזה קונה. תן לי איזה נעד הלושה. But for a moment, let's forget to say that הלושה. So he mentions the name of Rabbi Yehine, the reason is why the second Loshin in Gittin says, Tone chutz mechigit enoshi, even though there is a law of the Melech that Ishtamatone executed in the Achoyes is valid, because the law of the Melech is only that when the Nesein and the Mikabe are both Jews and the Nesein gave a deed that was signed by Goyim to execute it in courts, and it was given to the Mikabeil, that the Mikabeil has the keach to enforce his right in the courts. That requires title. Makes a king hazoke. You require title in the Kiyah HaMelech. That's the one. So the law went, of to this rabbi, that was the law of the Malchus. In other words, not over Karke executed ipso facto the Mikabeil, but if he did is executed in the court, so then the law of the Melech says that the Mikabeil has the right to recover. But until he recovers it, it's not his. So the point, that was the law of the Malchus.
First of all, the law of the Malchus would be different too. I mean, but it's, the law of the Malchus is constant. It's, I mean, it could vary from place to place and from year to year. So why say it is the opportunity? I mean, that the law of the Malchus is that when a deed is executed in the court, signed by Goyim, so then the Mikabel has the right to
recover. And until he recovers, it's not his. Well, the law of the Malchus could be that the execution of the deed and the delivery of the deed from the Nesi Mikabel, if the factor changes, transfers title from the Nesi to the Mikabel. And then he says, Ragnini says, that even if he had recourse to the court and he recovered, he doesn't get title. He doesn't get title to the Dilel Malchus, but he gets title to the King Chazoke that he'll make in the field after he recovers possession of the field. So obviously, Ramiel doesn't mean that this is the law of the Malchus. The law of the Malchus is that a deed executed in court, it's a facto transfer title, but it's not effective to give him title. It's only effective to the extent that the Israel as the Mikabel Matone has the keyach to recover it, and once he recovers it, and then he makes, once he recovers possession of the field, and then he can acquire title by making keyach hazot. So what's the pshat? Now, so the obvious pshat of Rabbi Yehuda is, as the Rashbam says in Bovasra, when the Rashbam explains, now I mentioned the Rashbam's pshat in Dinei Malchus is because the Malchus represents the Bnei Adin. So any law of the Malchus is considered like having the approval of the Bnei Adin. Even though it's not a democratic monarchy, the Melech was not elected, but since we have Rayas, that the Bnei Adin have given their approval of this Melech, because his Matbeya circulates in the whole country, so the Mele, he represents the Meyamdine, and any law passed by the Melech is considered like a law passed by all the Meyamdine together, by all the Meyamdine together. So this is the Rashbam Shit. Now, so the Rashbam says in Bor Basra, דינן מלכוס הדינן, כל מסים בעמוני יעשו מן הוגי של משפטי מלוכים, שרגילים להניג מלכוסו, דינן הוא, שכל בני המלכוס מקבלים עליהם מרצינו, חוקי המלך ומשפוטו, והילקר דין גומרו, ואין למרזיק, ואין למרזיק במומן חברי, על פי חיק המלך, הנאו ביהי המשם גזר. So in other words, all the Dine Malchus Adine implies is, if there hadn't been a halacha of Dine Malchus Adine, so suppose, let's say the Melech says, that one gets adverse possession, even if he's bo machmasak, so he gets adverse possession, he gets title to adverse possession of 40 years. He gets title to adverse possession of 40 years. So if there hadn't been, even though he's bo machmasakum in Al-Pidin, so there is no chazoke by Yisroel bo machmasakum, but the law of the Malchus is he gets. So if there hadn't been a law of Din Malchus Adine, and then if, let's say, he would keep it, it would be gezel fine. But since the law of the Malach says that even Yisroel Abo Machmasakum, so if he has adverse possession, if he has had adverse possession for 40 years, so he gets title, so Mele, he's allowed to keep possession. And he's not the Gazel. That's all it says. Not that the Dine Malchus Dine itself affects a transfer of title. Divest title from Ruvain and invest Shimon with title. That Dine Malchus Dine cannot do. But Dine Malchus Dine only implies that if anyone keeps money of somebody else that al pedin without the din malchus, say, let's say it belongs to Shimon without the din malchus, but Reuven collects money from Shimon al pedin din malchus, so Reuven is not a gazlan. Anything that is done through the force of the decree of the Melech is not gazlan. Not that the din malchus dinah has the effect of divesting title from Reuven and investing title in Shimon. That not. If Al Pedin, Reuven has title, so title remains vested in Reuven. But Shimon collected it, so because of the Aloch of Din Malchus Adine, Shimon who collected something from Reuven, even though Al Pedin, Bedin Yisrael, Bedin HaTorah is not entitled to it, but since Bedin HaMalchus he's entitled to collect it, and he does it with the approval of the law of the Malchus, so mainly he's not a Gazlan. Not a Gazlan. Why? Because is the Rashbam, the Shitose, that the whole din of Dine Malchus and Dine is grounded in the fact that anything done by the Melech so is considered as if all the Bnei Adine had stipulated, had agreed. So Mele Koldova Shalimomein, if you, let's say, take possession of somebody else's field, even though the other person did not sell it to you, he didn't convey it to you, but if he lets you, if with his consent, you are mishtamish in his field, you're not a gazlan. You're not a gazlan in Tashmishim. Because Dova Shalimomein, so anything done with the consent of the owner is not gazlan. And here, any money of the Bnei Amdine that is done with the consent of the Melech is like done with the consent of the Bnei Amdine. So it's like done with the consent of the owner. So it's not Gezel, but the Kiyan it isn't. This is the Rashbam the Shittos. Alright. So Mimele, what Rabbi Yehuda says is as follows. And this is probably the shittes of Rishonim who say the first lotion that Rambam mentions, the din malchus dine is only limited to masi, something that is litzeirach hamdine, that is essential for the functioning and the preservation of the state. Because there are two alochas of din malchus dine. Now, the Rambam mentions in the name of the Rosh that din malchus dine applies only to masi, because or HLA, and what's the pshat? Kibush. So, if it's kibush, let it apply to everything. The answer is there is no aloha of kibush that in everything. There is aloha of kibush by malchus for something that is necessary for the malchus. There is a kin in kibush. Something that is not necessary for the malchus. So then there is no din of kibush. So that is one din. Now, let's say, vis-a-vis masim, so that everybody agrees that it's not only if the Melech levies a tax upon the Pnei Amdine, so, and then the Melech collects the tax, so the Melech is not a gazla. No, we see that Gemore says that it's tolling the shylist whether, of course, Alvose Yovenakum is muter or osa. What does, of course, Alvose mean? Of course, Alvose means that there is a real chayim. If the whole aloche of Dine Malchus Dine vis-a-vis Masim had been that anything that the Melech collects is not Gezel, but it doesn't change the Dine Mamenes, so Mimele, why should it be of course Alvose? Now, the Ram says that even if we say of course Alvose of Nakum is Muter, but if the Melech in Kichovim sold the Meches to Israel, then And another Yisroel is Mavriya the Meches, he's even the Yisagezel, naked the Yisroel. If the whole Aloch of Din Malchus Adine had been that it's not Gezel, but the Chayim it isn't, it doesn't change it in the moment. Yes. So why should it be? Of course, I'll say. So vis-a-vis Masim, it divests and invests time. It creates Chayimes. If the Melech levies a tax, so then it becomes a Chayim. As if he borrowed money from the Melech. That is, so So one din of the Malchus is that it creates a chayiv and that it can change title. So that is limited only to masi, things that are mitzvah malchus. But then there is another aloha of din malchus in din momenes, you know, chavere, agisit pasoya boim shlin. That aloha of din malchus, the second din of din malchus, is based upon the fact that that since the Melech does it and the Melech represents the Bnei Amdine, so anything that is done by the Melech so is considered as if done with the approval of the Bnei Amdine. So it's not Gezel, but it doesn't change it in the Momenes, it doesn't change the Bailes, it's not Mafkia, the Bailes of the original owner, and it doesn't invest a new person with title. That not Mashein Kim vis-a-vis Masi. So there he divests bios and invests with bios everything. Now, where do we get both aloches? Where do we get both aloches? So now the Rosh says that the aloch of Dine Malchus Dine applies only to Masi. So it means this aloch of Dine Malchus Dine that we say Gabi Masi, that it becomes a real chayiv. And then if of course I'll go say Yovenakum is Oseh, so then he's a Iveya. And it's a gezel that applies only to something that is let's say Hamalchus. But other than the moment is so something that is let's say Hamalchus, so there we have the Xerasakos of Obamim may of the Obisichai, that it can be Mafkia bias, just as over there. So the bias of Meyov of Amim was Poka. And who became the Bailim? Fukibush, Sichem became the Bailim of Kibush. So that is based upon Kibush. Since it's based upon Kibush, so the Rosh says it only applies to Masi. But there is no aloche of Ki and Kibush in everything. But then there is another aloche of the Malchus Dine, as the Rashbam explains it. Because the law of the Malchus is considered that it's done with the Rishus, with the Heskem of the Amdine. So Kodoma Shalimomein, anything that is done with the Heskem of the Bailim is not yet. But if it isn't. Now, so that means that the Rosh, that in other words, has both halachas. One halacha of Din Malchus Dine Ligabi Masim that is based upon Kibush, and that is Mafkia Bailes, and the invests others with ownership, with title. And then there is another halacha, because it's nothing, it's anything that is done with the Keach HaMalchus, with the law, with the approval of the law of the Malchus, is considered like done with the consent, the approval of the Bible, as the Rashbam says. So that only means that it's not Gezel, but it's not Mafkia violence, it doesn't divest title, it doesn't invest title. Now the Rashbam mentions this time, so according to the Rosh, there are two halachas. Ligabi Masim is based upon Kibush. And Ligabi Shod in the Momenes, it's not based upon Kibush. But the Rashbam mentions Masim also. And he says, Voma Shmuel din Malchus Edine, Kol Masim va'anunies u'minizgogi shomish b'tim rochim, she gilim lehanig Malchus Ondinu, she kol bnei Amalchus mikabim malayim mirtzeinom, chukei Amalach u'mishpotof, ואין כעדין גומו, ואין לי מרזיק ממו מחביר, על פרחיק המלך, הנאו ביום שם גזר. So that's all right, לגבי עד הדין המומנס. Like הריסי לפרסו, יעבו עם שני. But how about מסי? By מסי, it's of course על ווסי, it's not just that it's not גזר. And still the רשבם is killed בכל המח. So according to the Rosh, it's two separate הלוכס. Ligami Masim, it's based upon the din of Kibush, and that is Mafkia Bailes, and invest others with Bailes, it becomes a Chayiv. But, and Ligabi Ishod in the Momenes, it's only the Teimim Shem Gezel, to separate Alochas. But the Rashbam is killing everything in one category, and he bases everything upon the fact that any moment that one is made see Al Pi HaMelech, Al Pi the laws of the Malchus, is not Gezel, but by Masim it's more than not being Gezel. It's of course Alvosi. The answer is because there is a Gemara in Bava Basra, the first period, Rashoim bnei Yehiel la'asiya al-kitzosom. Ulahasneis la'ashorim v'alamideis. So there are certain halochas that bnei Yamdine have the keyach to do. Bnei Yamdine can levy taxes. And bnei Yamdine can fix prices. And bnei Yamdine can fix wages. That's the halocha. Rashoim bnei Yehiel la'asiya al-kitzosom. So Mimele, according to the Rashbam, that whatever the law of the Melech says is like a law passed by the Bnei Amdine. So the Mele vis-a-vis taxes, it creates a chayv, because the Amdine themselves can levy taxes. But Mashayim can regard it other than the Momene, so there is no aloche that the Bnei Amdine can be mafkia bailes. But if there is the Heskim of the Adine, so called Dovah Shemimomim, so it's not Gezel. Anything that is done with the consent of the Bnei Amdine, so Mimele is not Gezel. So Mimele, it's one aloche according to the Rashbam. It's not based upon Kibush. That Dine de Malchuse is like Dine de Bnei Amdine. Anything that the Melech says, any law that the Melech passes, is considered as if it had the approval of all the Bnei Amdine. So Mele, there are certain aloches that Bnei Amdine can do. Rashoi Bnei Yehiel, Lahasnei, Salamidis, Lashorim, so they can levy taxes, and it also becomes a chayv. In other words, if the Zayin Tuvei Yehiel levy a tax, and so it becomes a real chayv. So Mele, the Melech, is considered to have the keyach of the Bnei Amdine. So Mele, vis-a-vis taxes, it creates a real chayv. But vis-a-vis other dinamomenes, so Bnei Amdine cannot be mafkia bailes, but anything done with the consent of the Bnei Amdine is not gezel. This is the shit of the Rashba. Now we can understand Rabbi Yehine. Rabbi Yehine says as follows. Rabbi Yehine says, now, there are two Rishonim in the Gemara as to whether a Shtar Matoneh that was executed in the Goyish courts is effective or not. So the second version says it's not effective. Why does the second version say it's not effective? Because it is not Litzeiach Hamdine, Litzeiach Hamalchus. Some Mele, since Al Pidin, a Shtar, a Goy is postulated, so that Shtar is a Chas V'Balme. So Mele, who remains the owner of the field? The original owner, because the transfer is null and void. Is null and void. That's the second Losh. Second Losh. Even though the law of the Malchus is that a deed executed in courts affects a transfer of title. But it's not effective. It's only effective in mass, not in other things, not in other denominations. But then the first Loshin says, so he says, according to the first Loshin, when the Mishnah says, Kol Ashtores Oel is b'achoy shel chovim sheirim, even Shtar Matoneh, so the Mishnah doesn't mean that as a result of the deed signed by the Goyim in the courts, in the Goyish courts, so title is transferred from the nursing to the mikabel. That not. Title remains vested in the nursing. But since the Melech says that title does change, even though that in itself is incapable of effecting a transfer of title. So the Mele, if the mikabel has recourse to court, and he recovers the field, so this recovery of the field is not Gezel B'Yodei, because he does it with the approval of the Melech. So it's not Gezel. If it's not Gezel, so Mele won't, but that cannot give him, just because it's not Gezel, it cannot give him any title. Now let's say, suppose somebody steps on a field shel hefker. Until he makes a kinyan chazoki in the field shel hefker, he doesn't get title. Then it's certainly not Gezel, but he has to make a kinyan. So Mele, as a result of the Dinin Malchuse, of course, the Dinin Malchuse is of significance. If not, what did the Malchus say? If the Mikam Matone would be made in the field, he would be a Gazlan. And even if he would make a king Chazoke 1,000 times, he wouldn't be Kene. Mashenke, but because of the Dine Malchuse, so when he has recourse to courts and he recovers the field, so it's not Gezel Biyode. It's not Gezel Biyode. But who is the owner? Reuben is the owner. But Shimon, when he recovers the field, so he's not a Gazla. It's not Gezel Biyode. So Mimele, once he has possession of it, if he makes a king Chazoke, then he is Kene to the king Chazoke. So there is no machlekes between the two lishenes. Rabbi Yehuda says, there is no machlekes. The first lashon says, the first lashon and the second lashon agree that dine malchus and dine to the extent of being mafkia bailes and of divesting title and investing title is limited only to masi. But it doesn't apply to other dine momentus. But there is another aloche of dine malchus and dine, that anything that a person does with the keach of the law of the Malchus is not Gezel Biyode. If it's not Gezel, so Mele, if he doesn't have recourse to courts and he doesn't recover possession of the field, so who is the owner? The Mason is the owner. He has nothing in that field. But suppose he had recourse to courts and he did recover possession and he is on the field, so then it's biyode to acquire title by making a king chazok. But had it been, if not for the aloha of Dine Malchus and Dine, that it's not Gezel, it would be Gezel. So then, even if he made a king chazok, he wouldn't acquire title in it. So the first version says that when the Mishnah says, so Shtamatoni is valid, it doesn't mean valid that the title, that he gets title to the law of the Malchus. It means that he is in a position to get title through Chazok. But because of the Malchus, so it's not Gezel. And the second notion says, because that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Pshat in the Mishnah is that it is effective. So Mele, the Mishnah has reference only to Shtor Raya. It does not have reference to Shtor Ki. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, Inami. So in the first lashon, Rabbi Yehuda says that even if he recovers the field, so he doesn't get title through the Dine Malchus, but he gets title only through the Chazoke that he realizes in the field after he recovers it through the courts. But he says, Inami efsher bishtar, that he really gets title through the shtar that was executed in the courts. But how can he get title? I mean, all the agoyim, the signatories are agoyim. So it's chas v'balne. Inam efsha b'shtar, uchidam din en hosom, hay situm te kanye, b'asred nihigel en mikriye, v'din en malchus en amik in en oge ave. So he says for another reason, because there is aloche of simtusim. What does simtusim mean? In other words, if there is a general practice among merchants to do a certain act, to shake hands or to wish themselves mazel broche, as it is customary in the diamond trade. So, and if the practice is that this marks signifies the consummation of a deal, so it is a kinyan. Mineg is a kinyan. Simtusen means mineg. So since the melech says that a deed executed in courts transfers title, so the mele the bnei amdine act accordingly. Because if that is the law of the malchus, so the bnei amdine act accordingly. So on the basis of mele, the mikabel matone gets title without king chazok. But on the basis of mele, on the basis of mele. So that's another lashon of mele. I mean this, the Chiddush HaRashbo mentioned the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Shnitbetzes in Bor Basra has the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. But there is something remarkable in that Rabbi Yehuda.
that the Rashbo doesn't mention. He doesn't quote the whole Lashon Taniyim. Now, he says, Achise di pasoye, ad mem shni, peirush ki geshihini kamelech shetoil chazoke liakum bimem shoni. Hilkach akum shalokach karka mi Yisroel, vihelzik bimem shoni, hufko mi Yisroel medine de Malchuse, vizocha bo Yisroel, afilu im igzuma bide akum, kivin shein shom eidik zeilei, ואם לא כחו ישראל זוכה בו ואין ישראל הורישי אין יוכל להציע מיודע ואף על גב דקאים לו נעבור מחמס אקום הרי הוא כאקום but here because of דין המלכוס so the ישראל הוא עש חזוקה for 40 years even though he's בו מחמס אקום so he gets it that's the first shot of the רשב"א so he says he gets it as long as there are no edik זיילים who testify that they saw how the Akum gazled the field from the Yisrael, from Reuven. But if they are Eidik Zeile who come and testify and they say that they saw how the Akum, the Yehovim, gazled the field from Reuven, even though the Dinah Malchus says, doesn't matter. As long as he had adverse possession for 40 years, so he gets it, then he does the Yisrael Abom Machmose cannot keep it. Now the question arises, here it's not on the basis of Raya, because Yisrael Abom Machmasakum is Ariyu Ka'akum, Ein Chazoke, because the whole din of Chazoke Kimoshonim is based upon the Raya. Mashenke, if the one who had possession was a naive Chovim, so the Yisroel was afraid of him, the Morakama was afraid of him, so there is no Raya. But here, he gets titled, the Yisroel Abom Machmasakum gets titled because of the Din of Malchuse. So now as long as the Malach doesn't make any distinction between a case where the Aridim who saw, who are ready to testify that they saw how the Chovim gazled it, or the Amoraim, so why shouldn't we make a difference? It's not on the basis of rights, on the basis of the fight of the king, the decree of the king. So the decree of the king is that even in a case where the Amoraim who saw how David Kehovim gazled the field from Reuven, that he still gets it, he gets title in it, the Marzik, through adverse possession of 40 years, gets title in it. So why shouldn't he get title? The answer is, because there is a cloud that Dine Malchuse has a limit. In other words, it must be based upon reason. In other words, Nuremberg laws would not have, the Daloch of Dine Malchuse, Dine wouldn't apply to Nuremberg laws or any law that is completely groundless, and there's no reason. So, Mimele, true that we say, and that's the Mitzias, that Stam Akum Gazlane Aret the Yisraelinu. That was the fact. That was one of the facts of life. So, but if the Malchus, the law of the Melech, says that when somebody has, even an Akum, has adverse possession for 40 years, then he gets title, then it is based upon reason. It's based upon reason. Masha'inke, in a case where there are Eidim who testify that this Akum gazled it from Israel, there are Eidim, but the Melech, he doesn't care, so there are Eidim. So then the law of the Malchus in such a situation is unreasonable. If it's unreasonable, so the law of Dine Malchus Edine doesn't apply. That's the Pshat Rabbi Yehine. So he says that's why Rabbi Yehine emphasizes אפילו אם יגזו לו בידי עקום, כאילו שאין שם אידי גזלה. True, we know the habits of the עבדי כחובים. And even though there are no עדים, we still know that סתם עקום גדלת. But you cannot say that the law of the mouth of the Melech is unreasonable just because he doesn't take cognizance of the facts of life. You can't even blame him. But in face of עדים, who testified that they saw how David Kehovim gazled it. And still the Melech says, never mind,
So then it's not in the Malchus, then it's Chamsenus in the Malchus. If the Melech ignores the Eidim who saw, so then it's Chamsenus in the Malchus. But if the Anu Eidim, even though there is an Undene, that's Tam Akum, Gazlan Aret and Yisroninu, but we cannot say that the Din of the Malchus is Anu Eidim. So he says, Avoreinu Lifoish. No, so this is the Pshat that Rabbi Yehuda mentions. The Tarisa de Pasoye means that Hilkach Akum Shalokach Karka Mi Yisroel, the Herzig Bo Yishnonim, Hufko Mi Yisroel Medina Malchuse Vizocha Bo Yisroel, Afilu Imzu Amidah. This is the, like the first Pshat in the Rashba. Then he mentions the second Pshat in the Rashba, and he rejects it. Avoreinu Lifoish, the Yisroel Shemarzig Bo Yichsech Averei, Be'aretz Poras, Dei Lechazok Yelo Bimem Shniin, Distamchu Ki Amelech Al Bnei Umosi Bilvadeim, ואפילו אם פירש לי איתו הנגוסי על ישראל, כאילו שיוכל ישראל לא כבס חבר בני ישראל, זה סיים לומדס, זה רשבה, רשבו מנשי, זה נדים רבי נהנים. כאילו שיוכל ישראל לא כבס חבר בני ישראל, אין המלך כיפה יסילות ואיסון הדין והמנוגי שנהיניק. נמצא שוי פוקס חושל ישראל מחמסי סיבין למלכוסי, אלו אם כן הולך חבר לודן בידי לפני החוי שלהם, וידונו איסון בידי למלכוסי. Now it doesn't mean, of course, it's very misleading. One might be tempted to assume that Rabbi Yehuda is just telling us the facts, the historical facts. But Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afilu impirish v'itel anagosi al Yisrael," even though he spelled it out that it's binding upon all the Jews. So still, it's ineffective. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that there is no aloche of dinim malchus edineh. That the law of the Malchus divests title and invests title and creates indebtedness obligations in matters other than Masim. In Masim, yes, but in other monetary matters, the Melech is incapable of in divesting title, investing title, establishing new monetary obligations. He's incapable of doing it, but he's capable of doing only one thing. And that is that anything that the Ben Amdine does with the approval of the Malchus is not Gezel. Gezel it isn't. That's all. So he says, Nimtza shol ipokas hu shol Yisroel machmasei sedin malchuse. Elo im kin hola chavir lodin bifnei achoyin shalohem, vidon lo yisom din malchuse, vilikob ha-amel achoyisom adinu mal Yisroel. Elo in yeshiyodeinu yisom b'achoyin shalohem. It means it's not effective only if Israel has recourse to these laws and he enforces certain rights, then he can make a king and it's not just. Kach ushmanino mehoche, dafilu bidvorim, she'enon la'ano yisamelech, amrinon dine de malchus edine. So he says, from this gemore, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, there seems to be a stira, but there is no stira. It's mashma, that there is a loch of dine malchus edine, even in monetary matters that are not essential for the functioning of the malchus. Because Arisil Parsoyad Memshin. And how does he explain Arisil Parsoyad Memshin? That if Yisroel is Bo Machmas Akum, and the Akum together with the Yisroel Habo Machmose had adverse possession for 40 years, so then he gets tied. So there he says, he gets title because of Dinei Malchuse, not because of the Kinyan Chazoki. And he rejects the Pshat, the other Pshat of the Rashbam, that it means that ordinarily, without an Akum being involved here, that if Reuven says to Shimon, my boy is Bayare, if Reuven says to Shimon, my boy is Bayare, and Shimon says, I bought it from you, and I had 10 years possession, but since he didn't have 40 years possession, then Reuven can still recover it. So that pshat he rejects. Why does he reject that pshat? Because there is no dine malchus edine in such a case, inasmuch as it's not l'tzirach malchus. So how does he accept the other pshat, the first pshat of the Rashbam? By Yisroel Abom Achmas Akum, and then he even mentions the Raya that even though it's a monetary matter that is not Litzayach HaMalchus, so still the Aloch of Dine Malchus Edine applies. Apparently the Rashbam, I mean Rabbi Yehuda, distinguishes between a sichsach, a litigation between two Jews, and a litigation in which an Akum is involved. It seems that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Shita of Rashi and Lukiyese, that the basis of Dine, the Malchus Dine, that the basis of the Malchus Dine is the Aloche that Neneyachar Nistavol Adin. And because of that, Rashi says, in explaining the Gemara in Gittin Dine Malchus Dine, Afilu Hanesim Vav Kavilim Yisrael, they are both Jews. So in other words, needless to mention in the case where the Nesin and the Mikabe are both Goyim, or even if one is a Goy and one is a Jew, so then it goes without saying that Dinei Malchus Edine. But Chiddush of Shmuel is that Dinei Malchus Edine is effective even vis-a-vis litigation of two parties where one of the parties is a Jew and the other party is a Goy. That's the Chiddush. So it is more of a pshites that Dinei Malchus Edine is effective in any litigation between two Goyim or litigation between a Goy and a Jew. But the Chiddush is that it's effective even in litigation between two Jews. So how did we explain Rashi in the Mukiyesev? Because there is Aloche of dinim that Neneyachar Nistavla dinim, so they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code to regulate the relationship in civic monetary matters between one person and another. So mainly it's effective, but they are only mechuyev to adapt regulations in civic matters as between themselves, not between two Jews. But since they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code, if the melech applies the same civic code to any litigation between two Jews, it's also effective. That's the shita of Rashi and Mukiyesev. It seems that Rabbi Yehuda is relevant. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that since the basis of Dine Malchus Dine in a general way, in all Dine Momenes, of in divesting title, investing title, creating monetary obligations, is based upon the halacha that bnei achar mitzvah ladinim, and in view of the fact that bnei achar not mechuyev to adapt the civil code for Jews, the Jews have a Torah, that bnei achar not mechuyev to adapt the civil code for the Jews, but only for themselves, so b'meile it is only effective in a general way, in all dinim momenes, in any litigation between one b'neiach and another b'neiach, or in any litigation between a b'neiach and a Yisrael, but it's not effective in money matters, in monetary matters, in a litigation between two Jews. That not Yisrael can be case, Rabbi Yehuda, but. But in respect to Masim, so that's another aloche, because that could be based upon Kibush. So that creates an indebtedness and obligation. But in other monetary matters, so it is only effective in any litigation between two Bneiach or Bneiach and the Yisrael. Why? So between the Bneiach and the Yisrael, we understand. Between two Bneiach, we understand this, why it's effective. Because that's part and parcel of the mitzvah of dealing the Bneiach HaMitzvah. But why is it effective in any litigation between a Yisrael and an Akum? Now, the Rambam says, the Rambam Milchus Melachim, when he mentions that Alochim Bovakame, that Braise, that Shneiach, So that Yisroel Vakum im Yeshrus im Perik Yud Milchus Melachim Haloche Yudveis Ho Yisroel Vakum im Yeshrus li Yisroel Bidineim Donuim Bidineim Veimru Leikar Dineichem Vim Yeshrus li Yisroel Bidineinu Donuim Dinteiro Veimru Leikar Dineim Kardineim. So it's a special Haloche. As a matter of fact, the Sifri in Dvorim, in Parshas Dvorim, and the Posik Ushvat Den Tzedek, Bin Ishu, Bin Nochiv, Uvin Gerei, so So the Sifri learns out from that posik, since the Torah says, "Ushpatit em tzedek, bilishu binochiv," that if a Yisrael and Yaakov have a litigation, so then Bezdin can be mizaked the Yisrael on either score, either on the score of Dinei Yisrael or on the score of Dinei Yisrael. So it's a special aloha. And this, so the Rambam says, this special aloha that we can be, the Bezdin can be mizaked the Yisrael on either score, apply, is limited only to Nevichov Mazolis, one who is either Zay Mitzvah Neach. But it doesn't apply to a Gertesha. Not only a Gertesha of Gomo, but any Goy who is not either on Zay Mitzvah Neach. V'yirali, sheneisin keile Gertesha, eloleilom donim loi kidineya. Eloleilom donim lem kidineya. So we see that whenever there is a litigation between Yisroel and Bnei'ach, so Mikra Didine, the Yisroel is bound by the dinim of the Umisrael. Mikra Didine. Why? Well, I mean, we couldn't say it in the Rambam, because the Rambam happens to be chilek on the Rambam. But if the Rambam had agreed with the Shita of the Rambam, we would say, because it comes within dinim. But the Rambam does not agree with the Shita of the Rambam, and still he says that. The Rambam certainly would agree with the Rambam. But we see that even though the Rambam, according to the Rambam, so dinim means the appointment of Dayonim to the establishment of courts, but still he says that in any litigation between the Yisroel and the Bnei'ach, so the Yisroel is bound by the dinim of the Umisrael. Even though we have to understand, why is it so, according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, we can understand why it is so. Because that's part and parcel of the mitzvah of dinim. So, if the Neach are mechuyev to adapt a civil code, of course they are not mechuyev to adapt a civil code in respect to any the litigation between one Yisrael and another Yisrael, but they are mechuyev to adapt a civil code in respect to any litigation in which the Neach is a party. So, it's effective even ligabi litigation between the Yisroel and the Neach. But we see that the Rambam Shita is also like that. Why is it so according to the Rambam? I don't know. But we see that the Rambam says, V'yirali she'neisin keile gerteshov, elo donin eloik midineyem, and then something else. Shnei akum, the Rambam, in the Aloch Yidveiz, he says, Shnei akum shebo lefonech olodin bidinei Yisroel. Suppose two Ivdik Chovim come to a Bezdin Shal Yisrael, they say they want to be done within Yisrael. When my father was Rov Mechaslavich, that was in Tsarist Russia, my father had to pass in Torahs between Russian peasants, because they had confidence in my father, and they had more confidence in my father than they had in the judges in Russia. So many goyim used to come to have it in Torah before my father. So that's the aloche. Shnei akum shebo lefonech olod in Yisrael, v'rotzu shnei yom lod in din teiro odoni. Ho echot reitze v'echot ein reitze. Ein keifin eisi lodin, elo b'dineyem. So we see that even according to the Rambam, so he doesn't say ein keifin eisi lodin elo b'dineinu, but he says ein keifin eisi lodin elo b'dineyem. So the ikar dine, by which we administer justice between one Bnei'ach and another, is the Neyem. Not Dine Yisrael, because Magid Vav Yaakov, Chuk of Mishpotim of Yisrael, Loyoso Chein Lechol Goyim Mishpotim Baal Yedom. So the Mishpotim of the Torah, that's for the Jews. It's not for the Bnei'ach. Now the question is, according to the Rambam, what's the basis of this Aloch of the Neyem? According to the Rambam, so that comes within Dini. Alright, that's a question. But the Rambam says that the Yikadin that applies to any litigation between two Bnei Neach, or even between the Bnei Neach and the Yisrael, is the Neyem. Whatever the reason is. And there is a special aloch, a special heter, that Bezdin can administer justice in a litigation between a Yivid Kechovim, not a Gatei Shov, a Yivid Kechovim and Yisrael, And being mizaken in Yisrael ani v'skor, so it's a special aloche of Ushvat Tem Tzedek ben Ishim Nochel Megere. But the Ikadin is the Neyem. In any litigation where Beneach is a party, So Mimele, Ramnienech says as follows. He agrees with Mukiyesev. But at one point, Ramnienech is chemik on Mukiyesev. The Mukiyesev says that in view of the fact that Beneach are obligated to adapt the civil code, to regulate the relationship between one person and another. So even though they are not mechuyev to adopt the civil code in respect to any litigation between two Jews, but since they are mechuyev to adopt the civil code in respect to a litigation between goyim, so if the Meller does apply the same code to a litigation between two Jews, it is just as effective. That's according to Rashi, Gittin, and Mukiyesev. In Idorim, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Since the basis of Dine Malchus Edine in all Dine Mamanes is the Aloche of Dine, and they are not Mechuyev to adapt the civil code in regard to Jews, so if they do apply, it's not effective. But there is another Aloche. Even though it's not effective, Gezel it isn't. So Mimele, that's why Rabbi Yehuda, there are two pshotim in Aris and Basoye and Memshin. There are two pshotim in Arisa de Pasoyad Memshin. One pshat in Arisa de Pasoyad Memshin is that it has reference to Yisrael Abba Machmasak. That's the first lotion in the Rashbam. The other pshat is, no, not Yisrael Abba Machmasak. That in respect to a litigation between two Jews, Reuben and Shimon. So, Rabbi Yehuda rejects the second pshat. Why does he reject the second pshat? Because it's not like Tzirach HaMelech. It's not Yisrael HaMelech. But, so he accepts the first pshat. And then he says, so it's, even though it's not Yisrael HaMelech, still we still apply the din of din Malchus Edine. So why is this different than the second pshat? The answer is, in the case of the second pshat of the Rashbam, so Ebeneach is not a party. So Memele din Malchus Edine has no application. Masha'im came in the case of the first pshat of the Rashbam. So Enakum Ebeneach was a party. So Memele din Malchus Edine applies to all din Malchus Edine.